Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, this is Nicholas Parsons. And as the minute waltz fades away once more, it is my pleasure to introduce the four exciting personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We have two of our regular players of the game, Peter Jones and Clement Freud. We welcome back Lance Percival and also our special guest this week, Christopher Timothy. Will you please welcome all four of them? The creator of the game, Ian Messiter, usually sits beside me to keep the score and also blow his whistle when 60 seconds are up. Well, unfortunately, Ian can't be with us today, so I am very fortunate because in his place I have our delightful producer's assistant, Anne Ling. Now, once again, I'm going to ask our four panelists. They will talk for 60 seconds on the subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. And we'll begin the show with Lance Percival. Lance, the subject is applause. Will you tell us something about applause in 60 seconds, starting now?
Applause is something that is craved by every artiste, and the only type of applause I do not like is the one engineered in TV studios. If you should attend a program made on a television studio place, you will find...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, he repeated television.
Yes, you did say television twice.
Well, they repeat everything else on television.
What I sometimes do is give bonus points. So give Lance a bonus point for that very quick and humorous response, which the audience enjoyed by their applause. And Peter Jones gets the subject and a point for a correct challenge. And he has 47 seconds to talk on applause, starting now.
Yes, it's something that only performers are able to enjoy because other people make tremendous efforts and write books and paint pictures and so on. But they don't ever hear that magic applause that people who are prancing about on the stage often receive. It's sometimes ironic, of course, and that can't be very pleasant. I've never experienced that myself, of course, but occasionally there's a slow hand clap. I don't know whether that could be included in the types of applause, of which there are many. There's sometimes the scattered applause, which sounds like people sitting down in a nudist colony. There are the tremendous roars of applause that greet footballers when they score a goal in the winning team. And there are many other types of...
Took over the subject of applause with 47 seconds to go and kept going until the whistle went, which told us that 60 seconds are up. And whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. It was Peter Jones, who is in the lead, of course, at the end of the round. And Peter, we'd like you to begin the next round. The subject is problems. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
There seem to be far more problems around than there used to be, and I'm terribly tired of people telling me it's no problem. If you ask a waiter for another cup of tea, he's quite likely to reply, no problem. And you know perfectly well there isn't a problem. And
And Christopher Timothy is challenged.
Yes,
that's one of my problems.
So, Christopher, you have a correct challenge, and there are 43 seconds for you to talk on problems starting now.
Problems are the things which we are all very guilty of and very aware of. One of the things that I've always been aware of and very repetitive about.
Peter Jones, challenger.
Well, everything was repeated at least once. Things and aware of and so on.
It's very difficult to repeat everything, but I must say Timothy achieved it on that occasion. And Peter, you have a correct challenge on the subject back of problems and 34 seconds left, starting now.
Well, I'm sorry, Christopher Timothy.
Clement Freud challenged.
Well, I haven't said anything yet.
That's your problem, I'm afraid.
But he did begin his last tranche by saying well.
I know he did. I think that's a mean challenge, though, but if he said it more often, I might. But I think it's too harsh, because otherwise we'd never get started, would we? No, I...
Well...
An incorrect challenge. Peter gets another point. He keeps problems, and there are 32 seconds left, starting now.
I wonder if everybody in this audience went to a psychiatrist just before they arrived. Would it make any difference to the amount of applause that they would award any particular...
Glance, Percival Challenge.
Applause was the last subject.
I know. But you've got to give, remember, that Peter's not quite as young as the rest of us here. And he still thought he was talking about applause. Actually, Peter, we moved on to the subject of problems now. Which is no doubt your problem as well.
Yes.
So, Clement, you've at last got in, which is so unusual for you, on just a minute. And the subject of problems, and there are 6 seconds left, starting now.
There are many professional organisations which, if you have problems, publish their telephone numbers. You may ring them.
Clement Freud was speaking then when the whistle went, and he has gained that all-important extra point. And at the end of that round, he's equal with Lance Percival and trailing our leader, Peter Jones. Christopher Timothy is behind the lot of them, but he has got points. And he begins the next...
Hesitation.
Yes, definitely. And Nicholas Parsons gets 2 points. The chairman always gets twice as many points for any of his misdemeanors. Clement Freud, will you take the next round? The subject is in-flight meals. Will you tell us something about that in this game? We've never had such an incredible reaction from the audience. In-flight meals has set our audience's stomachs alight, obviously. And Clement, will you talk on the subject starting now?
There's something strange about in-flight meals because people love to denigrate them. I've had many in-flight meals which were absolutely excellent. I brought them myself. Brown bread, smoked salmon sandwiches, and took a pepper mill and a wedge of lemon. I have, for instance, taken roast beef cut into thin slices.
And Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of taken.
Yes, you took them, you've taken before, and he's taken again, and you have taken him there with another point and the subject and 34 seconds on in-flight meals, Peter, starting now.
Well, I've been travelling a lot by air lately, and I've had a number of in-flight meals, and I must say I thought they'd improved a great deal since the first I had just after the war, which was a packet of sandwiches wrapped in brown paper, because aluminium foil I don't think was in common use. But these, in plastic trays, were really wonderful inventions on the part of the cook and the people who provide the basic ingredients. And they added wine very often, and occasionally cocktails or even beer was available on some of the flights. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. Of course, I was travelling most of the time.
Going in great style this week, and again kept the subject to the whistle when gained the extra point and has increased his lead at the end of the round. And Lance begins the next round. The subject, Lance, is bills. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Most people seem to worry about bills a lot, but I am very lucky in the bills that I have met, namely Bill Forsyth, Stewart, MacDonald, McGregor, Simpson, and Stewartess. Very famous bills. The other type, of course, are the ones that come through your letterbox in the morning, and you have to pay for electrics, gas, the man who cleans up the servicing washing machine, and the wife for services rendered. However, I will go back now, if I may, to a few of the bills I've met in the past. There is Bill Langley. Bill Parsons is a name that may not conjure up great things in your mind, although his brother once played Widow Twankey when I knew him. However, in the past, I do believe...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Reposition of played.
You are correct in your challenge, Peter. You have 21 seconds left on bills, starting now.
I'm surprised it's as long as 21 seconds. Never mind. I don't really like getting bills, particularly when they're printed in red ink, and some corporation or outfit suggests that they're going to cut you off from electricity, water, or whatever, unless you pay. If you happen to have been on holiday or away from home for 3-4 weeks, it seems reasonable, particularly when you live...
Daunted by the 21 seconds, Peter kept going until the whistle went and gained another extra point and has increased his lead at the end of the round. And we've come back to you for starting, Peter. The subject now is Happy Day. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
One often thinks back and thinks of happy days that wasn't enjoyed, but it's probably beyond my capability to remember completely any one particular day on which I've been happy from start to finish. One remembers a particular incident, but getting up in the morning...
And Christopher, Timothy is challenged.
Butter.
Butter, yes. Yeah. It wasn't butter, it was same earth. Problem, yeah, it was the earth, not the butter, yes. So, Christopher, you have a correct challenge, and you have 44 seconds on Happy Day, starting now.
Happy Day seems like a very good title for a book. One's biography, perhaps. You can pick on the day that you remember most of all, the one perhaps when you met your wife.
Clement Freud challenged.
Two perhapses.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know, but he has only played the game in one
that's
other
fine,
show.
That's fine, accept
no.
that.
Or not two perhapses.
Two something else's perhaps.
Two something else's perhaps. On this occasion, I'm going to be generous to you, Timothy, because you really hadn't got going and you've only played the game
His
once
name is
before.
Christopher, actually.
What's that? I know, but I'm a... Sometimes my public school background comes out and I refer to people by their surnames. I mean, at school, I was known as Parsons 2. Because I had an older brother called Parsons 1.
Bill Parsons was Parson 1.
So I'll be very familiar now and say, Christopher, you still have the subject of Happy Day and a point in 34 seconds starting now. Yes, I can't be generous again, Christopher. I'm sorry. So Peter has increased his lead, and because you stop at two full seconds, Christopher.
Paul, you didn't start.
You never started.
I think you were breathing or something.
I thought you'd passed out, actually. You have 33 seconds, Peter, on Happy Day starting now.
I can recall one particular day.
And Clement Freud's challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
He didn't begin with well.
So give Clement a bonus point for the challenge that we all enjoyed and the audience applauded, and Peter a point for being interrupted, and he keeps the subject, and there are now 26 seconds, Peter, on Happy Day, starting now.
It started at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and the sun was shining. I leapt out of bed and went downstairs. The smell of coffee was drifting up the staircase, and I drank the orange juice first, and then I consumed the other beverage with toast and marmalade, which is my favourite food. Meanwhile, I was opening letters, offers from all kinds of people all over the place, from the BBC and others.
You just got that BBC out in time, because that was very repetitious.
Yes.
And Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. The subject, Clement, is Racing Day. Would you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Could you just give the subject again?
Racing Day, and there are 60 seconds starting now.
Well, my very happiest sort of day would be a racing day. I'd get out of bed at 8 o'clock in the morning and have orange juice and coffee, and then I would go to Ascot, which is possibly my favourite race course. It is situated only about 14 traffic jams from where I live. And at Royal Ascot, which is a terrific racing day.
And Peter Jones a challenge.
Well, he's mentioned Ascot before.
He did mention Ascot before, yes,
different.
And that is repetition.
Yes.
And so, Peter, you've got in first, and there are 53 seconds on Racing Day starting now.
I don't go racing very much, and if I did, I think I would be able to talk about it at greater length. But horses have always entertained me. They're prancing and racing, galloping and so on. And people put a lot of money on them. I know Clement Freud has once taken part in a wager with somebody, and he won, I'm very pleased to say. Racing at reserve.
Lance Percival challenge.
Well, I challenge because he just got to the post and hesitated.
He did indeed. He said, about four times when nobody picked him up on it. He said it so quickly, you hardly noticed it, perhaps. But anyway, Lance, I agree
with... I think because I'm so far ahead, they're all discouraged, you know. The heart's gone out of them.
I think you're right, actually, Peter. They're so surprised as well.
Yeah, I know, yes.
So, Lance, a correct challenge with 19 seconds on Racing Day, starting now.
Racing Day on the Thursday of Royal Ascot concerns ladies and their hats, and if you attend on this particular function, you will find that every lady person in the place is...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Lady. He tried to disguise it by saying lady person. But he failed, in my opinion.
You really are on the ball this week, aren't you, Peter?
Yes, yes.
Racing Day is back with you. 9 seconds to go, starting now.
It can be a very entertaining...
Christopher, yes.
Ball. Off the ball.
There was an error.
Yes, there was a definite error there, Christopher. He erred in more senses than one. And you've got him with 6 seconds to go on Racing Day, starting now.
Racing Day could be the very time that me and my horse, or rather, I and my...
Round. Christopher Timothy got the point for speaking as the whistle went. He's moved forward. He's still in fourth place. But he's only 1 point behind Lance Percival. There's only 1 point behind Clement Freud. And they're all a number of points behind Peter Jones. Christopher Timothy, your turn to begin. The subject is Yorkshire. Will you tell us something about that wonderful county in this game starting now?
Yorkshire is the largest county in the British Isles, and it is full of people who seem to be harsh, as the countryside is. It is beautiful, but it is harsh. It is rocky.
Clement Freud challenged.
Harsh.
Yes, yeah, harsh. Harsh. Very harsh challenge.
And, well, it's probably harsher than we thought in the first place.
So you were too harsh on your county of Yorkshire, Christopher, so Clement got in with a correct challenge, and there are 50 seconds left, starting now.
If you wanted to have a racing day in Yorkshire, there are actually 9 courses to which you could go. I read this the other day in a newspaper and was only able to identify 6 of them, and as it would be incredibly dull to name them, I shall not. But if you wanted to go to York... you'd get up in the morning, you'd have orange juice and coffee, toast, and you'd get on a train, possibly from Euston or King's Cross, and go north, passing Watford, rattling through Peterborough.
Peter Jones are challenged.
If he shrank from listing the race courses because it was dull... how can he have the sauce to repeat the names of these places he passed by train?
Freud still has Yorkshire, and he has 17 seconds starting now.
Cricket is a game which they used to play frightfully well in Yorkshire. They insisted on having only players who came from that county, and their legion stories about ladies in Lancashire who would take their offsprings across the border simply so that they'd be born and represent the county at Lord's the Oval.
Clement Freud gets another point for speaking as the whistle went. He's creeping up on Peter Jones, which is a very devious thing to do, but it means he's in second place. Lance Percival, will you take the next round? The subject, pictures. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
In the hall of my house, hanging on the wall, are some pictures by a gentleman called Monet, Matisse, Gauguin, and Van Gogh. I never paid much attention to them until I was on a way day trip to Paris, and I discovered these particular old persons had painted several other pictures which were of considerable value. So I hitchhiked quickly back to London, rushed to my house, gathered the pictures, and went to a well-known corner store called Souther Christie's. Well, an expert came down to value them, took 3 seconds to evaluate the actual price, and threw me out on the pavement because I had not discovered the word is print. And when these prints are put into a frame, you can buy them for at least £3.50. And that is exactly what my darling wife had done 10 years previously. I was rather alarmed because I read in the papers in particular...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of house.
Yes, you mentioned your house right at the beginning.
No, because when I went to Paris, I bought another one, so I came back to a different house.
You can wriggle as much as you like, but I have to try and remember these things. And you did say the word house before, Lance, so Clement Freud has got in with 8 seconds to go on pictures, starting now.
I'm quite glad only to have 8 seconds for pictures, because you shouldn't look at them for more than that. I think 3 seconds for a Renoir.
Peter Jones is challenged.
You wouldn't see much of Gone with the Wind.
Give Peter a bonus point, but Clement Freud gets a point for being interrupted, and he still keeps pictures with 1 second to go, starting now.
The National Gallery.
One of
At the end of that round, Peter Jones is still in the lead. Clement Freud got points in the round, including one for speaking as the whistle went. He's now only 4 points behind our leader, and Christopher Timothy and Lance Percival trailing a little. And I think this will be the last round, and it's Peter Jones' turn to begin. And Peter, the subject is lucky numbers. Would you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Well, I don't believe there is such a thing as a lucky number. And I know what I said at the beginning of this. And it's still, nevertheless, Clement is sitting there. He's actually given up and put his buzzer down, I know. Which is lucky for me. But some people think that 13...
Clarence Percival challenge.
I thought lucky has come twice now.
Yeah, but lucky's on the card, lucky numbers. You can repeat the words on the card. 42 seconds are left for you, Peter, on lucky numbers, starting now.
Hotel keepers seem to believe in it because they often have the number 12 followed by 14 in the actual rooms. And there are people...
And Christopher Timothy! I was challenged.
And,
Yes, and, yeah. I mean, I must tell our listeners, Christopher is sitting beside Peter Jones, and all he does is watch his face for the and, He's actually got him on five and since we started. He doesn't worry about anything else. He just waits for the...
I want to do some more of these, and I know what it's based on.
Yes, you're getting to know the ropes, aren't you now, Christopher? Well, good luck. You're doing jolly well.
Gosh,
and you've got in again. You've got another point. You've got 32 seconds. Lucky numbers starting now.
Carrying on.
And Christopher Timothy, you challenged yourself.
Did I?
Yes. You really are getting to know how to play this game, aren't you?
Yes.
Can I ask you what your challenge was?
Well, I thought if Clement Freud can get a laugh on it, I'll do the same.
You get 2 points for that. Yes, you get a point for a good thought and a point for, you know, hesitation.
Okay, I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Sorry.
Now, are you ready now?
Yes,
so you've managed to get through 3 or 4 seconds there. And there are 31 seconds left for lucky numbers starting now.
Carrying on with Peter's story about hotel numbers, there is the very famous story of the lady and man in a hotel room, not really allowed to be there either in the hotel or together. And at one point, suddenly, there's a knock on the door and the wife says, "Oh, Lord, that must be my husband. Quickly jump out of the window." The man replied, "But this is the 13th floor," and she said, "This is no..."
No, finish the story, please. I want to hear the end. Yes, finish the story. And the man
the woman said,
"This
is no time to be superstitious."
It's a good story, so it happens to all the best people. If you're ever in a restaurant, somebody always comes up just so you get to the pail. But Clement, you challenged. What was your challenge?
Deviation, that was an unlucky number.
Very clever. So he let the three repetitions of hotel and man and everything else go, but he very cleverly got him on that deviation of an unlucky number. Well done, Clement.
No. I think a lot of people have a lucky number of 13. It's just a superstition that 13 should be an unlucky number.
I know, but he's talking about lucky numbers. It is a superstition, but still, to most people, it is unlucky. And so Clement was right. It happens to be my very luckiest number ever. I love 13. But Clement's challenge was correct.
All right. I thought I'd mention it.
They do try hard, don't they? So, Clement, you have 10 seconds on lucky numbers starting now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are quite lucky numbers, and many people believe that 11, 12, 13, 14...
And Lance Percival challenged.
The 4 of 14 came in before as 4.
I hadn't got...
I'll give him a bonus point for a clever try. But leave the subject with Clement Freud and half a second to go on lucky numbers starting now.
15.
Unfortunately, we have no more time to play. Just a minute, and the last thing I have to do in this show this week is to give you the final positions. Lance, you did extremely well, but alas, you did finish in fourth place. But it is not, as I say, the points they get, but the contribution that they make. All right. We had a great contribution from our guest, Christopher Timothy, who finished in third place, a number of points behind one of our regulars, Clement Freud, who was only a few points behind the man who got most points and did most of the talking this week, and therefore we judge him to be the winner, Peter Jones. Listening to this particular game. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope that you'll want to tune in again when we take to the air and play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.